life, fashion, and pop culture. I'm Heather Hopkins, and I'm the host of Tea Talks.
We could have a different type of tea every time.
Leave it in the comment section below. What kind of tea should we drink?
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Tea Time with me.
Wait, do that again. I was chewing. And you could probably
no,
hear
no, it. There's no cutting.
There's no cutting. Wait. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, this is Tea Time with Heather. I have an obsession with tea. Mm-hmm. Like, really big. It's really a problem. Like, I drink, like, 12 cups of hot water a day.
That's not tea, though.
Well, sometimes a bag is in it, and sometimes it's not, but a lot of times there is, and we always have good talks when we have tea, right?
Yeah.
So I figured, like, why not I make, like, a podcast, live video thing where we chill and drink tea and talk?
I'm down. I'm Amanda, by the way.
Yes, this is Amanda, and wait, where's my phone?
You threw it over there.
Oh, okay, hold on one second.
I'm gonna embarrass her a lot.
Wait, what? You're gonna do
okay.
What?
Okay, we're gonna do something really embarrassing. So, Amanda and I, why don't we tell everyone how we know each other?
Now, this wasn't part of the plan.
She doesn't know the plan. Okay, hold on. No, we're gonna watch this together because I don't know if we
hey,
ever
I look good.
Watch this
I'm
together.
Oh, you're putting it up on the...
Oh, yes, we're gonna watch this together.
I remember
for everyone listening on the podcast, Amanda and I know each other from doing a My Little Pony commercial.
I like it.
You like
it? It's a mono commercial. Well, was it?
It was a music video. Yeah, it's a music video. And, well, good times.
She was evil.
I was playing the evil pony. And I learned, did you know that there's something called bronies?
Bronies?
It's where, like, they, like... Like, get off to, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, we were in that, yeah. Oh. We were part of that. On the comments, everyone's like, I'm a brony, like, yeah. Yeah, gross stuff's happening.
I didn't
look
at the comments. Oh.
Okay, so we're going to watch it together because we've never watched together, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we were in it, but.
Oh, I remember her. I love her. She's
sweet. She's sweet.
Oh, gosh. Oh, here comes me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Your hair looks good. I don't remember the words.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh.
You know my favorite part?
Wait, I have a good story about this, too.
Oh, there's me!
Oh my god. Do you see how I'm bouncing?
Yeah.
I have a story for that.
My favorite part is how they made it seem like we were at a, like there was a bunch of people and there was like nobody.
No, there was nobody there. Okay, I'm done. Okay, we're good.
We have, a whole, 60 more seconds.
Yeah. Okay, so when you went to audition, you were in a dance, right?
I mean, I did dance, for a couple of years in school.
Okay,
but
so
no.
She was. Okay, I was not at all. And, I cannot do choreography.
Oh.
So remember,
that was the
they
whole
had
thing.
The... Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't tell me that. So then at rehearsal day... I go, and I, was thinking, oh, that's weird that we have rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
And then, I find out they're, assigning me, choreography.
Yeah.
And then when we had to show the producers and stuff, and I had to do my choreography, I was so off. Looked so bad.
Wait, in the audition or at the actual rehearsal day?
At the rehearsal day.
Oh, okay.
And then they were, I could tell, they knew I was bad, too.
You were not.
Trust me,
you
I was bad.
You had to hold them.
Listen. That's why they've switched me to just bouncing. Did you notice how I bounced and then they were behind me doing the cool stuff?
Oh.
That's why. Yeah. Ooh. That is why.
Well, I just had to play drums. I've never played drums in my life. But I actually didn't Yeah, I didn't play drums.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like...
Yeah, it's okay. You looked good.
It looks like I
you
was.
Looked good. You looked happy.
I love our hair in it. Oh, you should, like, play it somehow.
No, I will. I'll play.
Oh, okay.
We have, like, for everyone on the podcast, we have, like, tape in, like, I have orange extensions in.
I have
with,
pink
like,
and blue.
Yellow extensions.
It took forever to get out, too.
They put, like, tar
glue.
In our hair.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Okay. So, to start out our podcast... You're mad at me already.
No, it's fine.
To start on our podcast.
We just don't talk about
it. I have to drink tea. We're going to talk about something funny that happened this week. So you have to tell something funny.
See, nope.
There has to be something funny.
No, I was thinking, like, she only gave me one question that she was going to ask. And that was
and
the
was
one
this.
Question. And I've had, like, 4 hours to figure it out and nothing.
Yeah, there just has to be.
No, there. No, it
I feel like I could tell like 10 stories right now. Like,
well, yeah, because
stuff is always happening.
I know.
To me.
Well, you should tell your stories. Take it away.
Okay. Okay, I'm just gonna tell one like funny story. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's funny. I don't.
It probably will be. If not, then whatever.
If not, just give me a sympathy laugh.
Okay.
So you know how I just moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, everyone always says like dating in LA is awful, right?
Right.
Okay, so I...
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was at the bar, and, you know, I'm just, like, standing there with a friend, and then this guy comes up, and he like, turns me around, and was like, oh, hi, older man, okay?
Like, how old are we talking?
Like 65.
65?
He probably is, like, a little bit younger, but I'm being... I don't know. He was old, okay? Like, older.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He was, like, older, like, trying to be hip, so... Okay. So
I
this
mean,
is what he
do
does
you.
To me.
I think you
He turns me around... And takes my hand like this. And I was like, oh, okay, well, hello, sir.
He's holding your
holds
hand?
Holds my hand. And oh, then he no. goes like this. Oh, no. And I'm like, what? And he was like, you're going to die at 70. And I'm like, thank you, sir, and your name is? Like, and then he says, wait, that'll work for me.
That is a good
I think it's because,
line.
Like, I'll live long enough for him to, you know, die and it'll work out. Like, yeah, that was a real thing that happened.
That is.
So yeah, that's my dating in LA so far.
That is.
I mean,
I'm
dating.
Sorry.
Psh, dating. Okay, that's not really dating.
No,
but
that's
like,
some
you know,
guy coming up to you, holding your hand and telling you you're gonna die.
But I was like, that's a new one. You know,
that's a new one.
That's
I've
a new
never
one.
Gotten that.
I guess
I don't get
I
a lot of them. I mean, I'm,
yeah,
it's weird, but I wouldn't want to. I'd be like, sorry, I have a boyfriend. That
oh,
doesn't
I have,
work anymore.
I
though.
Have good ones. I have a lot of good ones I've been given. Like, I need to, like, have, like, I feel like every podcast I should maybe, like, intro with the kind of stuff that I get. Because it's always weird. It's never normal.
It's
ever.
Well, yeah.
Like,
it's
ever.
A pick-up line.
I wish I could just get, like, a normal person to talk to me. But it doesn't happen. It doesn't.
I'm sure you've had a couple.
Mm.
No, none of them.
Mm.
What about when you're, like, overseas?
Overseas, like when I'm in, if I'm in Europe, like
yeah, like when you're in Europe.
Gosh, what? I feel like what
that like kept talking to you. You did like everything in your power to like make yourself.
Oh my gosh, that's such a
I
good
can tell
story.
Her funny story.
That's such a good story. Yeah, that's a really good one. I will definitely need to tell that story
another
time because I have really good screenshots of texts
yes.
between me and Abe from London. I hope he doesn't see this. We don't follow each other or anything. Well, even if he does, like,
it's
okay.
Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It was more just, he's a nice guy, but like, you know, I'm sorry. Okay.
You'll find someone.
So, I know. Okay, so, Halloween is coming up, right?
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm. It is. So, do you have any idea what you're going to be?
I do, actually.
What? You do?
Yeah, well,
okay,
my boyfriend and I are going to be Spock in a... Oh, God,
I knew you were going to give a couple's costume.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, give it. And I'm not. Okay.
And Ahura from...
Ahura.
Ahura. Oh, my God, he's going to kill me because I don't know this. It's from Star Trek. You ever watched Star Trek?
Okay.
She's never watched Star Wars. She never watched Star Trek.
It's true.
It's from Star Trek.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, she's...
So I wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
It's cute. I like it.
All right, that'll be cute, I'm sure.
He's going to... I'm what sure. are you going to do?
I usually have no idea. I usually pick, like... You know how I pick, like, the day before.
You're usually, like, 4 different things, though.
Yeah, I'm usually, like, a lot of different things. I have, like, my, like, steady stream of, like, exactly... Like, I always am, like, stupid cat. I know, make fun of me. And then I'm a cowgirl because I have cowboy boots.
Oh, no. Are you going to talk about ours last year?
Oh, we did do... We were tooth fairy. We were an interesting... Evil tooth fairies. That's right.
You went around telling people...
Oh, God.
What was your line?
Wait. Oh, we're the tooth fairies that... go under your pillow at night and steal your money.
Yeah, she would go up to people and she'd go, how much money did you get for your last tooth? And they're like, what? What do you mean? Like, when I was 5? And they're like, she's like, yeah, well, you got 10.
We're the ones.
We actually took 8
Oh, yeah,
of it.
That's right. So yeah.
We take the money that
we take half of whatever they make.
Right, exactly.
That was the storyline.
Yeah.
It was you a have to come up with a story, otherwise it's just boring.
True.
We just can't be just, like, regular tooth fairies.
We went to
I think
party.
This is blurry or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait. It's probably because we keep moving.
I don't know how to make it not blurry. Okay. Hopefully that worked. Yeah, so you have to make, like, a good
story.
That
was super last minute, though. We just went to the party city and
Black
wings.
Yeah,
they were, like, black, purple wings.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Because you can't be you can't be a nice tooth fairy if your wings are, like, black and purple.
Right.
That's just, like, has, like, evil...
vibes.
You know? Evil vibes. So, our mics got unplugged for that part. So, they missed all the awful Halloween costumes, but it's okay.
It's fine.
They can't see anyways on the podcast, mm-hmm. So it's kind of fine. Okay, so, anyways, your past Halloween costumes, what was your favorite one? Because I definitely have some awfully lame ones that I've done in the past, because that's what I am. And
I don't know. Okay, you go first, and I will think of one. Like, are you asking my favorite one?
Yeah, like, okay, so when I was younger, they had parades in grade school. Remember, like, Halloween parades?
Mm-mm. My school did
those were
that.
My jam! Okay.
I grew up in Florida. It's not the same as California.
So? They don't have those?
No.
That's sad. That's really sad. Okay,
I'm sorry.
So my Halloween costumes, I would, like, you know, go all out. Like, I'm talking, like, I was, like, I'm gonna make every year, like, epic for this parade. So... my friend and I, one year, we literally were roller coasters.
Wait, I need a picture of
yeah,
this.
I know. That's what I was trying to find earlier, but I couldn't find it. So basically, we built, like, a literal roller coaster, and then we got in the middle of it, and we put fake feet attached to it. So, and then we ran around the parade
this.
Woo! Come on.
That's good.
Me and her. So it was, like, both of us just, like, on this crazy ride. And, like, we were just going through. Like, we're, like, we are getting this prize.
Did you guys win?
Oh, gosh.
Can't remember.
You know, that's something I should remember in life, but, like, I don't.
You don't.
That's a real big bummer, though.
I don't. Yeah, I never did anything that creative.
Are you serious?
I was, like, normal, like, anything I could think of. I didn't really get into Halloween. As hard as I should have, because I love Halloween now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I was like Barbie in the box one year.
Oh, that's good.
I know.
That is good.
What were you?
I was, like, anything from, like, a gypsy ballerina. Like,
okay.
I was, like, lame, like, normal things.
Okay.
Like, one year I just wrote cheerleader on a shirt.
Oh, no.
We had just become cheerleaders, and we're like, what are we going to do? And then it was, like, 8th grade or something, and we did that. One year I was a zombie.
The group costumes were fun. Like, when you had, like, your friends, and then you were like, let's all be something.
One year me and my brothers were zombies. That was
okay.
Cool. I'm super into zombies.
I've never done a scary one.
Oh.
Ever.
Yeah,
my friends
that's
and
one
I,
of the scariest ones.
My friends and I were Deal or No Deal girls.
Oh, that's
so we
cute.
All, like, I don't remember what they would say in Deal or No Deal, but we would go around the parade, we're like,
I don't think they
and then
said
we would like
yet.
We're like, who gets the dollar box? Who gets the like? I don't know. It was fun.
That's so fun. Yeah, I should have.
Yeah, come on, Amanda.
See, I should have done more things in my childhood so that I could have more stories. But I'm gonna be that mom that's like, what'd you do when you were young? Didn't you do this when you were younger, mom? And I'd be like, nope.
Oh, I'm gonna be like, oh gosh, you don't even want to know what your mom did. Okay, so, do you have any like Halloween traditions that you do?
No.
Amanda.
I am
no
not,
funny stories, no funny costume.
I am not kidding when I say, like, I grew up in a small town. I didn't really.
You never
much.
Got booed or anything?
Booed?
Booed.
What does that mean?
Like boo. Booed. Yeah, like booed. Booed.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
So you never, okay, so when you get booed, you literally, like, uncontrollably ding someone's door, like, ding a lot, okay?
No.
And then you make them, like, a little pail of, like, spooky stuff and, like, slash, like, a little treat or something. And then you have, like, a paper and it's like, you've been booed. Pass it on.
No.
And then all of a sudden, like, everyone's coming to school and they're all like, dude, I got booed last night. Did you get booed?
No. I what? Never did that. I lived, here's my craziest
in a small
Halloween.
Town.
This is my
so
craziest
what?
Story.
Uh-huh.
I was also lame. Currently still am lame. That
Apparently.
Is the problem.
That's the problem.
Apparently. I lived on like a reverse cul-de-sac, if you will.
A reverse cul-de-sac.
So imagine right. like a cul-de-sac.
Okay.
But there was like a main street. So there's only two houses and then street.
Okay.
I call it, I don't know if that's the technical term.
Okay.
It was just like, whatever. And so we were on a busy street, and right across the street from my house was a church and our elementary school. So everybody knew where I lived. I lived in this like pink
okay.
house.
Okay.
And I remember one year these kids from my school came to my house and like took all our candy from the outside. And it was like my friends. And
yeah.
We put more out and they take it. But why is it? So that's like the craziest. I didn't even do it. It was somebody else.
So someone was just stealing your candy.
Pretty, but like joking. It was like funny. Mm. I thought it was funny.
You know, I actually had someone like play a joke like that on me at the dining hall in college. Every time I would make toast, my toast would disappear. Like I would like sit down, I swear. And then I was like five, I'm not even kidding. I tried five times and I was like, I'm gonna catch whoever's taking it. And then somehow I'd like talk to someone and I look back and it's gone again. I don't know who did it still to this day.
That
like,
is so
that is what
funny.
Like I was the target in the dining hall to like steal her toast. Like it was a thing. I don't know why.
Sorry, that's hilarious.
I know. I don't know. I still don't know. I really want to know if anyone's watching this and you were my toast stealer. Like please just tell me now.
Don't tell her.
I have no hard feelings.
She'll
I just want to know.
And she won't
I still
know.
Wonder. Like. I still think thief. About this. Like, who is the toast thief?
That is so
yeah.
funny.
Okay, so this is the game part.
Oh, okay. I'm good at games.
Okay, this is called this or this.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, so I was...
You have two options. So I'm laying down paper right now, and she has to pick either this paper or this paper.
Okay. I like the one that you, like, scribbled something out,
because oh,
you
that's...
could totally
okay.
tell.
Okay.
Wait, she gave me this, like, don't click that. Don't, not click it. Don't pick it up. I'm doing it. I'm adventurous.
I have to go get my good for that one.
Oh, no. I'm picking the other one.
Nope.
It's too late. Oh, no. What are you doing? I'll try.
Okay, so maybe we should do this at the end because, you know, we have to, like, switch the camera angle. Or,
yeah.
or you could, you know, lift them
Wait,
up.
Wait, are
the
you
air.
Doing this with me?
No, you're doing it.
Wait.
I have a banana that's about to go bad, so I need to use it. Okay, so I'm getting hot now.
Well, it's because the fan's not
I know.
On.
Okay, so she had two options. The first option that she cheated on and put it back was that she has to send a video to her boyfriend or mom of her peeling a banana with
oh,
her feet.
Oh, it said or mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
Of her peeling a banana with her feet. And she can't have any caption. Like, you can't be like, this is a joke. Or like, this is a dare. Like, it has to just
dare.
Be like.
Oh my god.
So then she switched it for peel a banana with your foot. Because I just want, either way, I wanted to use up my banana. So.
I
figured like, one of them is going to be worse.
For anyone.
It's going to be fun. Okay, at the end. At the end, we'll hit that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so since you have to do that, like, I'll just like, we're going to play a game called
One more time.
Two truths and a lie.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So.
Wait, did you already think of yours?
Yeah.
Well,
but you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it.
Oh, okay.
This is like, just since you have to do something, like, embarrassing now, like, I'll...
That's not embarrassing. Wait.
I mean, embarrassing. I'm giving her crazy stories. Right?
That's not embarrassing. No. Mm-mm. Nope. No.
Okay, so here's the two truths and a lie. You have to pick the lie.
Okay.
Okay. So. Amanda. When I was younger, I lost my first tooth by, I found a flower stem, and I tied it around my tooth, and then I yanked it, and that's how I lost my first tooth.
A flower stem.
Yes. Okay, the next thing is, so when I was younger.
There's a recurring theme.
So when I was younger, on the side of the house, I had a, like, kitchenette.
Okay.
And I had a imaginary friend named Rosen Island. Rosen Island, okay?
Okay. Do you, Rose and Island or Rosen Island?
You know, my mom's just always had Rosen Island. Rosen Island. Rosen Island. Rosen. I don't know. It might have been Roseanne. I don't know what I was thinking when I was younger. But okay. I would hang out with her every day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually, like, I think it's a character. Because my mom and I used to watch The Golden Girls. And apparently there was a character, like, did you watch it?
Roseanne. No, that's okay. A different thing.
Well, no.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, one of the old ladies, that was my imaginary friend on the side of the house.
Was the old lady.
Yeah, so this is the other. Okay, so we have to pick now. Okay, one more. Okay. So when I was younger.
Oh, that was the, okay, I got it. When I was younger. I thought there was a story to that. I thought that was the backstory.
No. When I was younger, my mom took me to a modeling agency, and I was a model for only one project. This is my one and only project. And both my parents were cast as sumo wrestlers. Like, I was the baby of two sumo wrestlers.
And both of your parents were in them.
No.
Oh, I was like, I don't
not
think
like
that's
a costume.
True.
No. Like, in the photo shoot, we got to set and there was two sumo wrestlers as my parents.
Like, real ones.
Yes.
Okay,
I was the baby of two
sumo wrestlers. That.
Okay, so you have to pick which one was
I
alive.
Don't think the flower one. Because what are you going to get, a flower stem and put it on your tooth?
You're wrong.
How am I wrong? How did you do that?
I don't know. I was doing some weird stuff when I was younger.
You put it on
like,
your
I would
tooth?
Go in the backyard and be out there for hours doing who knows what.
But, like, a flower stem is, like, was it, like, the actual stem?
Like, I don't know. No, it was, like, a thick stem. And sorry about that sound. Okay. So, let's talk pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
You deleted all your everything for a week.
Yes, I did.
So, is that your usual, like, method of information? Instagram and Twitter? And
yeah, I don't use anything else. I use Instagram, Twitter,
Facebook, you watch, do you
Snapchat.
Have TV?
Yeah, but I don't watch the news.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's too personal. So, that's my same main source of news, because...
Instagram? Or the news?
Just, like, Twitter. And,
well,
it's bad. I need to, like, get on, like, my CNN and that stuff.
I'm not into that.
But we need to be, right?
I don't think so.
I think I do, because I think I'm less knowledgeable than I need to. I think I should be more knowledgeable, and I'm not. Like,
okay,
we need to know what's going on more in politics.
It's oh, just you're talking so about hard politics. For me.
I mean, I don't want to talk politics.
Yeah, let's not.
We're not.
But
let's talk some, like, other stuff that, like, we can understand. The dumb stuff.
No.
Let's talk about the dumb
just
stuff.
Don't talk
Let's
about
talk about
things.
How, like, so is Kylie pregnant or not?
Oh, we're going to talk about, like, pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
I
want to make sure we can see her face. Okay.
My whole thing is, if the person hasn't come out and said it, then it's not true.
Yeah.
And someone was like, her rep has said it. But I'm like, yeah, people say a lot of things. People say a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Like,
I
can't tell. I can't. It's weird, though, that she hasn't said no. That's why I'm confused by it. It's like, if someone's saying, like, Heather is pregnant and, like, throwing it to everyone.
But imagine how
she
many
has
times
Snapchat, and everyone has it. So why wouldn't you just be like, guys, you guys are hilarious. Like,
right.
No.
But imagine how many times a story has gone out about her or any of her family. What is she supposed to comment on every single thing?
Okay, agreed. But, like, obviously she knows people are talking about this.
I mean, yeah.
So why wouldn't you just say no? Like, does she... She must want us... Like, she must want it to be, like, the mystery there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't...
You know?
I would not know what to do in that situation. Like, if
you
I
wouldn't just say no? Like...
I don't know if I'd comment on every single... I mean, again,
I get
this
the not
the
commenting.
First thing. I'm sure if this was, like, at the beginning of her career,
but that's
she
why,
would have
that's
said
why
something.
It's making me think, like, are they doing this just so, like, everyone... You know? Like, is it a publicity thing? I mean... probably. But, like,
I think
I don't know. It's just weird to me, like, if it is not true, then just say no.
I think they have an empire.
Oh, yes, they do have an empire.
They do.
They do have an empire.
And the whole thing is built on their lives. So I think
so they want to keep everyone wondering.
Well, they have a show.
And they imagine, can... Oh, I know. They can probably make a bunch of money when they finally do release the information.
Well, that's the thing with anything, like even like The Bachelorette or anything. They want those people to do keep their wondering. Weddings on their show. So imagine if your whole thing is just
that's
your
true.
Life.
That's
you're
going
to put
you're
it
right.
on the show. I would. If that's how you're going to make money.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what you're going to do.
Well, there's this whole thing.
Or an interview.
So like yesterday... They came out with, like, this twinning Snapchat. They said, like, because you know how they're saying Khloe and Kylie are pregnant?
No.
Yes,
well,
they're saying
again, I have not had social media.
Okay, so the they're saying that. And then they just had a Snapchat yesterday, and they were like, twinning, we're twins. And so everyone's like, oh, my God, like, it's real. But, like, they were also just looked kind of similar. They were in, like, the same color shirt. So it
right.
could be, like, oh, everything's just like, oh, it could be this. You guys might be being all dramatic. I don't know.
Sorry. Yeah, it's yeah. something we'll never... That's why I, like, wait for the actual person to say something before I...
I know,
like,
of course.
Just because
you Yeah, you don't know.
Know.
It's
don't
always
know.
So twisted, usually. It's always so far from the truth.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Always.
But the news is entertainment. That's
yeah,
the point
true.
Of it.
It's true.
So, we love it.
We love it.
I watch way too much reality TV.
Me too.
Way too much.
Like, I should not, but...
I love it.
We're both actresses, by the way.
Oh yeah.
So like
true.
We shouldn't, but like it's good.
I do. It's not even my guilty pleasure because I'm not guilty about it. I could talk. One time, me and my friend were in the pool and we were talking about The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
You watched that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We were talking about The Bachelorette, like, and all the people on it, like they were our friends, and so if you were like to hear our conversation,
oh, yeah.
you
it was
would
like,
think
oh,
they were our friends.
Wait, did you see what Dean did? Did
no.
you see?
Again, I
hey, Christina, oh my God, that's so sad for her.
Like, wait, I watched The Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, I was talking about Bachelor.
Oh, okay, I'm like, I'm confused. I know. I think he's just a...
No, I know. I'm just saying, we really do talk about them. Like, we know them, you know?
But we don't.
We don't.
But
yeah,
we,
it's
like,
pretty bad.
But... We do talk about it. Like, oh yeah, we know what's
oh, yeah.
happening.
Amanda, what's she doing
what's
now?
She doing?
How is she?
I love
okay,
it.
So Snapchat, you deleted it. But did you see on Snapchat how there's the Snap Map now? Snap Map? Snap Map?
Where you can, like, see...
You, like, zoom out.
And I have...
Like,
I'm not into
all
that.
Your,
nope.
I don't like that.
It's scary. That scares
that
me.
That is really scary.
Like, can we
like,
just talk
that should
about
not
the
be
fact
allowed. Ever.
You can say something, like, be talking about something, and not even Google it on your phone, and just be talking about it, and then it pops up on your phone.
Okay.
I have a story.
Wait,
about
I
that.
Wasn't sure if that was like a real. I was thinking that. Like,
well, because,
I swear that's true.
Well, when you Google things or you go in your search history, it automatically like
no.
puts
but,
it in.
But what
to
about
your thing.
When you talk about something?
It's happened
all
to
of
me
a
before.
Sudden. You start seeing those ads. Here's what my theory is. Okay, let me tell you. You know how they started that new "Hey Siri" thing? I want your phone to light up.
Mine doesn't do it.
Oh,
I just got it and I haven't.
That was
Sorry.
My whole theory. Okay, so you know how now you can like enable it to say like
yeah.
if you say "Hey Siri," to be like "Hey."
Yeah.
Okay. So
she like listens.
So she's listening to you the whole time.
Well, because she's listening for her name.
But it's probably also a secret way for them to list have a authorized way to listen to everything you're saying. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
And so now they
camera.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's,
I believe it.
I think that's why they added that, because it's a way for them.
Well, I also think Throwback Thursday is...
What do you mean?
Well, because, like, now they can see. You throw back, so now they can see your those pictures that you never couldn't
uh-huh.
post because they're on... are now on the internet.
Okay.
So now they have pictures from your whole life.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you think that, like, that they
I think
could
it
use
was
that
a thing.
For bad in it?
Like, well, not.
You think the government started hashtag TBT?
I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think they're, like, coming after us. But I think that
yeah.
that it's a way of, like,
yeah.
putting you places in time. But one time, Life Cereal. You know Life Cereal?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever seen an ad for Life Cereal?
No.
It's, like, the most random cereal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about it. And then that night, it popped up an ad on my phone. And I was like,
that's, see, I'm telling you, something's like, recording what? Us. Something's recording. I mean, I think what they're saying is like snap map, snap map. That's a really hard thing to say. Snap map. Say it like 4 times in a row.
Snap map, snap map, snap map, snap
map. Oh, you're good. Snap map, snap it's map, hard. Snap. Okay, actually, it's not that bad. Say black bug's blood.
Nope.
That's a hard one. Try blood. That. Bug? Okay, black, wait, black bug's blood. Black bug's blood. Black
we should be able to do that. Blood. We're I
know.
Actresses.
I know. I'm getting better. You have to, like, just be very clear and know exactly what you're saying. Okay. So, yeah, they're saying that that's, like, a way for these government agencies, law enforcement agencies, to have, like, social media monitoring. Because it's, like, they're, like, putting it, like, as a way, like, oh, fun, you get to, like, see your friends, find my friends. Snap map.
Right.
But, like, really, it's, like, just, like, a way for them to, like, track you. To me, I just think it's, like, a way for you to, like, sign up for stalkers. Like, why? Like,
oh, yeah.
If you want your friends to know.
All social media like, is. You can now.
You're so right.
You can now, like, or you can check in.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
but
so.
But whatever. What are you going to do?
So let's just, we're going to end this podcast.
All right.
We're going to come to a close. But there's like a couple things that we can just have at our closing.
Okay.
Okay. So do you have any like tips that you learned this week that you want to spray to the world? Anything?
Spray to the world. Spray to the world. Sounds wrong.
Everyone always makes fun of my vocabulary. Spray because to I the use world. Really weird words.
But. Let's see. Any things that I learned this week that I want to, you see how I'm buying time by repeating what you said?
It's good.
Okay, you go first and I'll think. Because you've been prepared. I need
but
to.
Now that I look at my things, I'm like, I don't know if I really feel that anymore. I'm not feeling
that. You know,
that
was a good tip. Now it's not.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think, well, I guess the biggest thing is, you know, take a break from your phone. I've been a lot.
Yeah.
I love how I, you know, it's like this whole like, oh, I need a break from social media. It's just, yeah. That's not what it is. It's literally just like, if you delete all your social media just for a day, you will realize how much you've
inspired me. Where's my phone?
You go and you reach for your phone. You reach for your phone, yeah. And you're like, and it's when it's not there, like, oh, so now you have like time. And
yeah.
You have to fill. It's a space filler.
Yeah.
You're sitting in line and you're waiting for your coffee. You're on your phone.
Oh, I know a challenge that we could have people like challenge you to watch this.
What's
how about like, let's say you're waiting in line for something, mm-hmm. or you're at a restaurant.
Right.
With a, okay. How about like any of those times you cannot go on your phone?
Right.
Because I feel like now, like, any time where, like, you would usually talk to another person or meet someone new, it's like...
You're on your phone. Everybody's always on their phone.
So what about if we do, like, a week challenge of, like, if we're in line for something...
I'm already doing it, so...
Yeah. If we're in line for something, like, just don't check Instagram. Like, just, like, really, like, look around and, like, maybe notice something else about the Starbucks that you didn't notice before.
Right. About Starbucks.
I don't go to Starbucks. I go to Coffee Bean, but... Notice something different about the coffee bean.
Well,
like, I will walk the extra
really
mile.
It's really true.
The coffee bean. I really will.
It's a double-edged sword, social media. It's an
it
amazing
is.
Thing.
It's
we
good,
can now
but it's,
know what's in Australia. We can know what's happening in Australia or somewhere in 2.5 seconds after it happens, but it's also something that we just constantly need some sort of like acknowledgement, and I think that you should get that from the people who's around you and from yourself then.
And I feel like it kind of like takes away from, I don't know, when I'm, like, really present with friends, like, that is where, you know, you grow so much more in a relationship. And if it's, like, you're on your phone or, like, you're worrying about this, like, I don't know, it just kind of, you're not there as much.
Yeah.
And so what I try to do a lot is I'll put my phone on, like, night mode, which is, like, a lifesaver. Do you use night mode?
No.
You need to at night. You can add, like, just your favorites. So you can add, like, the only person who can get through to my night mode, like, is only, like, my manager and my mom. And I think my dad and my grandma.
Okay. Oh, it's not like the light thing that dims your...
No. Oh, sorry. Maybe that is what
it is. I think you mean...
Oh, do not disturb.
Do not disturb. I was like, I think
that is what I mean.
Do
that
not
is
disturb.
What I mean. Okay, so
night
do
mode's
not disturb.
Good too, though.
Night mode's good too. That helps my cornea. Cornea. I don't know what it is. Whatever. I feel like do not disturb is my friend. I feel like we should use that more often. Oh yeah, it's the best. It's the best.
All right. Well, that was
then
my
only
advice.
The important people get through.
Oh, that, I didn't know you can do that too.
Yeah.
Oh, pro tip: you can also put read receipts for certain people, so
that
it's not everybody.
That is true.
I love it.
I totally just put someone on that.
I'm obsessed.
Trouble.
I love it. I'm like, okay, great. Yes. Not everybody has to see when I read something. Yes. Only the people that want it.
Gosh, I don't really like my tips anymore. What? I think that's a good closing tip.
Oh, okay, great.
Like, well, I feel like a good, I guess one of the things that I'm trying to focus more on is, like, being present.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something we all need. Yeah. Know? Just to be a little more, a little more here.
Yes. She did a hand motion for here. The podcasters. There was a
I did do a hand motion. Yes, a little more here. A little more, like, notice, like, the little things. Like, I feel like things that make me feel more present is, like, when I really just, like, focus on exactly what's in front of me.
Yeah.
And, like, when you're at, when you know, like, this hour I'm doing this, like, mm-hmm. just really focusing on that.
Yeah,
I feel totally. Like it just, it's good. It's good. Okay, let's see. So, to close out my tea talk, thanks so much, Amanda, for coming and being on my first tea talk.
Thanks for having me. Sorry, I was lame with my stories.
I basically just want to have something that I'm doing that I want to put more work out there that I'm really proud of, and that, like, I just want to, like, talk, you know? Yeah. I love to talk. and I feel like you have to, like, try out different things, and I feel like this is, like, a good, like, I want to showcase all the awesome people in my life, like Amanda. Wow. I have a lot of, like, such cool people, and mm-hmm. I feel like this will be, like, a good place for me to, like, show them off, and also, like, connect to other people and talk about just so many things. It's fun, right?
It is. Did you have fun? It's great. I did.
I made you popcorn.
I ate all the popcorn.
Yes. I'm almost done with my tea, of course.
Yeah. It's...
We made some good tea.
I'm like a sugar person. And
yeah, I didn't have sugar. I just moved, okay? I don't have any of that stuff. Okay, so thank you guys so much for listening. Basically, I just want this to be a place where we talk about life, fashion, pop culture.
We didn't talk about fashion.
Pop culture. Yeah, we didn't talk about fashion, but we will because I'm about to graduate with a degree in fashion, and I really love talking about it. It's fun.
Yeah.
I like to be styling.
Yeah.
So... Yes, join me next week on our tea. Should I call it Tea Talk Tuesdays?
You like that? Are you gonna do it on Tuesday?
Should I?
Well, you can't do it on Wednesday if you're gonna call it Tea Talk.
Okay, let's call it Tea Talk Tuesday. So, thanks so much for joining me on this Tea Talk Tuesday, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know what you want to talk about next. I guess in comments. Should I say, like?
I think you should do it all.
Follow us do on it social all. Media. Do it all. Follow Amanda. What's your Instagram?
Amanda N. Mayfield. I'm still on Instagram. I know I deleted it.
Oh, yes.
I'm on it still.
Amanda,
so follow me.
Amanda M. Mayfield.
N. Like Amanda N. What's like your Nicole.
Okay.
Nicole.
Guess what? Mine is Heather A. Hopkins. Heather Alexis Hopkins.
Oh, yeah. That's us.
So you can follow me on that on my Instagram. I'll probably like post updates about this or whatever. And is that all?
Yeah. Well, bye, podcast. It was nice talking with
you. Bye, podcast. Bye, friends. This was fun.